This is an RNZ podcast.
You know, they like to say that they're next generation and they've got special something or other on them that makes them harder to grab and all this sort of stuff.
Oh, I think it's certainly that. And the jerseys are like that now, aren't they? They're so skin tight, you can't grab them anymore like you used to. You know, you look back to 95 and those jerseys were so
loose.
You
know, you won't be able to drop the ball because it'll stick to your jersey or something?
Oh, supposedly. All of that stuff, and it's made out of, you know, 1,000 plastic bottles and probably, you know, all that kind of jazz. That's what these modern jerseys seem to be, don't they?
That was RNZ sports reporter Brenton Van Nistelrooy on Morning Report last Monday, doubling as a kind of fashion design pundit for the jersey the All Blacks will wear at the Rugby World Cup in Japan later this year. Now, that jersey, which is not actually made out of recycled bottles, was revealed to the world and the media by the makers Adidas just half an hour before, and they had all their PR ducks in a row for the big reveal, and of course, actual All Blacks as models. And there were also simultaneous videos ready to roll out on all major social media platforms.
Designing a kit that's fit to continue the legacy it was made for. After all, we do not own this jersey. We are its guardian. We wear it, protect it, and leave it in a better place than when we found it.
Over at News Talk ZB, host Mike Hosking had got his hands on the Japanese designer's work, and he loved what he saw and felt.
He has done an absolutely spectacular job on the actual All Blacks jersey. The texture on that jersey, the cleverness of the jersey. Forget that it's the All Blacks. Even if it was just a shirt that was hanging in a Y3 shop in the middle of Tokyo, you'd snap it up because it's A, beautiful. The texture, the design, the fabric used, the stretch, the pliability of it.
Is it slimming? That's absolutely the most
amazing.
Important
it would be
thing
slimming.
To me.
Absolutely. Very, very slimming. Because firstly, it's in black, obviously, which is naturally slimming. And of course, it's got this beautiful body-hugging fabric, which slims you even further. It's like one of Kim Kardashian's new fitted garments.
But the jersey was not really much like that either. However, on TVNZ's breakfast show, it was the figure-hugging properties that turned on co-host John Campbell and Hayley Holt.
Collarless and so tight.
Tight.
Oh.
Mate.
It's a bit too much.
Mate.
It looks like they've,
just...
you know those people? I had a friend once who was dating this guy. He used to like going to the gym. He borrowed her T-shirt just for so, because it was so small. It made him look real muscly.
Yeah.
That's what those guys look like.
Sonny Bill's looking good.
And Sonny Bill was sounding good too in a live interview half an hour later.
Kia ora, Brother John. How are you, bro?
Yeah, I'm very good, you lovely man. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. I've been waiting here for about 5 minutes.
Sorry,
I get a little bit anxious.
Sorry, yeah, you're right. You've never been on the telly before. Have you got that jersey on underneath? Because you were wearing it in the modelling shots before and it looked tight on you and we were saying how good it looked.
Yeah, I got it here. Antoine really liked the jersey, the fit. I think it was a bit too small for him.
Yeah.
It was just right for me. So,
it's pretty cool.
Now, disappointingly for the TVNZ breakfast team, Sonny Bill kept his baggy top on, so breakfast viewers didn't see that tight all-black jersey. But he did do a great job for his employers of making the jersey sound super special.
And then also he's represented, I think, quite well the past and present players and the new players coming through with the ferns, the big ferns and small ferns on the front, so it's a pretty special jersey.
Yeah, nice. And it's a reminder also that this is big business, right? And where would the All Blacks be without Adidas? There'd be a whole lot more players overseas, that's for sure.
Interesting point there from John Campbell. That line about the manufacturer's sponsorship money and punters paying for All Black shirts keeping All Blacks in New Zealand was one that Adidas bosses ran heavily back in 2011 when the company was under fire for charging New Zealand All Black fans $220 for the World Cup jersey that year. And that was much more than fans overseas were being charged for the same thing. And at that time, no one was pushing back harder than John Campbell. After Adidas top brass appeared on TVNZ's 7pm show Close Up to do damage control, John Campbell, who was then at TV3, ambushed them live as they left TVNZ's studios on his Campbell Live show.
Thanks so much for joining us, you two. We're very grateful for your time. Greg, have you guys totally and utterly buggered this up?
No, we haven't.
And later, John Campbell told Media Watch just how hard his show had worked on that story.
Our coverage examined those questions. You know, we interviewed Oxfam about how much Adidas are paying their workers. You know, as far as I'm aware, we were the only people on television to make that effort. We worked really hard to work out the price differential that Adidas were wholesaling to American retailers at versus what they were selling to New Zealand retailers at. And we estimate it was about 35% less in America.
Now, back in 2011, some retailers responded to that and dropped the price of the jersey for fans. But 8 years on, last Monday, John Campbell was in TVNZ's studio and the price of the new All Black jumper for fans didn't come up. Now, contrary to the ads saying that the All Blacks don't own the jersey, they're just kaitiaki, Adidas does want fans to buy the 2019 version, as TVNZ's One News pointed out that night.
Fans wanting a piece of the action can buy the replica jersey and other supporters' gear from today. Paul Hobbs, One News.
And the next day, it was Mike Hosking on News Talk ZB who was looking into what fans here would actually get for their money.
The jersey that was released will never be available to you. I was under the misapprehension, maybe it's just because I'm thick, but I was under the misapprehension yesterday that the jersey released is the jersey that the All Blacks will wear as the jersey that you can buy. Not so. The jersey you can buy is a world away from the actual jersey. The jersey which has been designed by Yoji Yamamoto.
Oh dear. Well, MediaWatch checked the Adidas website and home jerseys designed by Y3 can be bought for $150. But the small print says New Zealand players wear a version of this jersey at the Rugby World Cup. And for $200, you can buy a performance version of the jersey, the tighter-fitting one that's harder to grab. But that too would only be a version of the thing which the media were shown on Monday and which Mike Hosking had his hands on.
What is on sale is just another faux version of what we've had before. It's
black. Well, you can still get one.
It's shiny. What, the actual All Blacks jersey?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, you can.
No.
Yeah, because you just need to win selection into the All Blacks squad.
Oh, sorry, and then... yeah, if you get picked, I suppose if you're the top 31 or 32, you stand a chance. But apart from that, you will never lay your hands on it.